So it's 6:30 in the morning. We were up very early, as we have been for the whole thing, to be honest. But yeah, we're up very early because we are travelling from Noakhali down south. We're going to be in the car for about an hour, and then we're going to get a boat for another 45 minutes to an hour. And we're going to see a mangrove forest plantation. I'm really excited about this. They're really important as well because they act as a sort of natural defence for so many different reasons. We're going to go see this plantation, this forest, where it strengthens the area, the coastline, and also prevents from flooding. And there's so many other benefits as well to the social and the community around it as well.
We are going to Janata Bazar Ghat. Janata Bazar Ghat. The erosion, huge erosion is there. The opposite of that ghat is New Kerinchar, where we are planting those mangrove plants. So we are going to shoot those.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to this. Tell me a little bit about the project. Tell me a little bit about what to expect when we go there.
Yes. Actually, we have in our DBP of Forest Department, there is 1,159 hectare of plantation. And most of the plantation is in the accredited area, newly accredited area. It is in Jajachar, and Hatia, Izumdeep, and in different new charts, and also Urichar. Richard Hughes area we are planting mangrove, and now we are going to see the plantation mangrove plantation at New Kerinchar, which is just opposite of our eroded Kerinchar, already disappeared.
Thank you very much. So Marielle, where are we going?
So we're going to the south. There is coastal char region we're going to visit, specifically a mangrove plantation. So what's typical about this region is that there's a lot of movement, a lot of dynamics happening due to sedimentation that comes down from the Meghna River, which leads to like new areas developing and like other areas being washed away. That also leads to like families getting moved around a bit, quite a lot actually. And so we're going to have a look at the mangrove plantation, which helped to stabilize new land that has been incredible. And also it works as a protection kind of mechanism for let's say cyclones or wave movements. So it kind of like helps to stabilize the land there. And I think that's the plan.
So I don't know if you can see it or not, but that's the plantation over there. This is where the mangrove trees are being planted for a number of reasons, as we've already discussed. But it's literally out in the middle of nowhere, let's be honest. But this is where we have the new chars being formed. And they are planting the mangrove trees to stabilize this area so that it is somewhere that will last for more than 2 or 3 years. It will be actually somewhere that is there for like 10, 15, 20 years even. That is one of the reasons why they're planting the mangrove trees here. Another is that by putting the mangrove trees, when they mature, they'll reach some height, won't they? And when they reach some sort of height, that will be something that acts as a windbreak and also as an obstacle if there are cyclones or anything coming towards the mainland and where all the people are living. So it's an ingenious way of protecting the area and also making sure that this whole place is stable as well. Right, we're just coming into the plantation right now. So the only way to get over there is going to be going through the water, so these desert boots, complete opposite from what we need here, they're going to have to stay on the boat. I'm going to have to leave quite a bit on the boat, I think. How high does it feel? come on then, let's get me. Ah, oh, thank you, that's alright, I should be okay. Look at this! This is newly formed land. This is amazing. We are literally out in the middle of nothing. Just ocean. Well, it's not an ocean. You know, it's a river. But it's huge. There's nothing here. But 2-3 years ago, this started to form. And now they're planting mangrove trees here. And I love the feeling of the sediment on my feet, you know? It's just... And it's nice to be all muddy, and they're going to be planting these mangrove trees because it will stabilize this whole chore. It will also act as a protection against the village. And they've got the foresight because they're already talking about settling people here, but in 20, 30 years. So this is something that is a longer term project to help the country and also use this space. And it's just amazing. I mean, whoa, it goes quite deep here. See, as you can see, not all of it is set. So you do go in a little bit deep and other points you're right on the top. But yeah, this is, I feel really, really like blessed. I know it sounds silly, it's so calm and I'm just jabbering away, ruining it. But not many people get to experience something like this and we are today. So that is, that's pretty amazing. Look how deep my foot goes. Incredible.
How do you feel?
I'm loving this. This is, I feel really privileged to be on new land. Yeah. Does that make any sense? This is something that is very untouched. And look at us now here. Look at my big ugly feet ruining all the new land. No, I love it. This is amazing where we are, what we can see. It's just so vast. So tell me a little bit about what you guys have been doing today. You've got some people here, haven't you?
This is water. Before only 3 years.
Yeah.
This was really sea.
You guys can't see this right now, but the cameraman is also going in deep like this, like we are, finding it incredibly difficult to move. Wait, wait. Yeah, look. You start going, so how deep we've got here. Because this is mad.
Yeah.
Look at that. That's how deep it is. I think we've got to go that way. Sorry, carry on.
Yeah. And we are planting kaura seedlings here.
Yeah.
And after 20 years,
yeah,
this will be stable and suitable for habitat.
How do you feel about all this?
I feel surprising. I'm working in Bangladesh Forest Department.
Yeah.
And I'm surprised to do this type of job. And this is... this type of chore, increasing land in Bangladesh and increasing biodiversity.
Yeah.
And this plantation is saving our lives in this coastal belt.
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. This is amazing. Right. Let's get to do some planting because that's what I'm here to do today. Help these boys, not that they need it and not that I'll be much help, but help them put some of these in. So that in 20, 30 years time, this is going to be somewhere that's really stable and people will be able to live here. What a job, what a privilege. Well, so you can see, we're not going anywhere for this interview. We are knee deep now in this fresh sediment. Is there a name for this?
New Karingchor.
So we're on New Karingchor. How big is this?
250 hectares.
So this size is 250 hectares. Wow. And so you've already planted these little
kaura
ones.
Plantation.
Yes. How many have you got?
And 1.2 million seedlings we have planted here.
1.2 million of these. I'm finding it hard enough to walk, but yet you've still planted 1.2 million.
1.2 million.
How long did that take?
It takes 1.5 months, 45 days.
To do this?
Yes.
Wow, that is dedication. So today, what are we going to do?
Yeah, we are doing this plantation for save the coastal belt people.
Yeah.
This when this will establish plantation, mm-hmm.
this will save us the coastal belt of Noakhali.
Yeah.
And after this, every year there are huge churches accretion and Bangladesh Forest Department is planting in every year.
One second. So, one more question. So, this is 250 hectares.
Yeah.
How big is that? Is that an average size? Is this a big one in comparison to the others? Is this a small one?
No. This is a small one.
This is a small one.
And there are many churches in large size in any other areas.
So how long do we expect this to like last for? Now that this is here, is this going to be here forever? Or do you think this is going to, like in 50 years or so, be destroyed? Or do we just not know yet?
No. After 25 to 30 years, yeah, this will stable.
Yeah.
And this will be suitable for habitat or agriculture or any other purpose.
But for how long will it be suitable for habitat?
After 25 to 30 years.
For how long after that?
Oh, it is forever.
Forever?
Forever.
So this is new land forming. Casa Alam is literally on newly formed land where someone in 25 to 30 years will live. That is a huge pleasure. This is amazing. I'm loving being here. But why have you actually brought me here?
It is enough interview.
Okay.
Please, let's go planting some seedling.
So you want me to plant with you?
Yeah.
Okay. Wow. So, tell me again, what is the, what's the point of planting these? Obviously we've said it stabilizes the area, but there's another reason as well, isn't there?
Yeah. It will increase biodiversity.
Yep.
And when this plantation established,
yeah,
it will act as shelter belt, and it will save the mainland from cyclone and heavy wind. This will save the mainland. Yeah.
Because actually, if cyclones come
from the sea,
if, yeah, they come, and then we've got these huge trees, yeah, here, it will act as a barrier, slow it down.
Yeah.
Brilliant idea.
It will act as barrier.
Okay. Right. Let me put this on here. This is hard work. Fun, but hard. Great. You guys are running still?
Yeah.
Okay. So tell me what I'm doing.
Okay.
There you go. So each one of these is a seedling.
Yeah.
Where are we doing? Where are we putting it?
Here.
Here?
This.
Okay.
You will put this here.
I told you you'd regret me.
Yeah.
In 20 years' time, this will be the one that's broken.
Yeah. Okay.
All done. Then where's the next one going?
And it will. আপনাকে তো উঠতে হবে.
Right, we got to go up. Cameraman's got to get up now. No, wait. Someone please help him. Cameraman.
I need one hand.
There, thank you.
Yeah.
Woo. Right, and then we move the rope forward.
Yeah.
Okay, and then we plant another one. So how big are these going to get?
Up to 5 feet.
5 feet?
Yeah.
Sorry, how big are they going to get?
Oh, this will up to 15 meters.
15 meters?
Yeah.
Nice. Right, the next one, yeah? So that's mine there. Yeah. Let's put it in. And I suppose as well, because we're planting these, excuse me, that's not my, you know, that's not the curry from yesterday. But I suppose, when these are mature, it's actually going to attract more wildlife, birds to the area,
yeah.
And that will help the ecosystem.
Huge biodiversity and ecosystem.
Yeah, I understand, yeah. Oh, good. Right. Next one. Oh, no. They're trying to trip me up. Yeah, please help the cameraman. So obviously you guys are watching me do this, but you forget there are two cameramen also do this with much more expensive kit, so they are more important at this moment. Right, so then we've got the next one. Okay. So how do they do this? As in, like, do they come at a certain time when it's not high tide? Or is, when there's high tide, is this all still disappeared?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah. Just when low tide,
yeah,
this
come out.
Yeah.
And in high tide,
yeah,
it will be covered by water.
Really?
Yeah.
So how did you discover this?
We are going surrounding this area, and sometimes we find that there is a accretion land.
So you scout it with the boats?
Yes.
Amazing. Right, this one's a bit wonky, which now is not a problem, but in the future it will be, so let's make sure that's right. Right, okay, so do you want me to plant some more? We do the next one?
Thank you very much for helping me.
Yeah.
And you are not so perfect man for planting.
Okay.
And please have a cup of tea.
Okay, all right. Well, to be fair, if you have a look at my line, it's all wonky, and then theirs is straight. So, yeah, maybe I should stick to the day job, leave this to the experts,
okay.
And do what I do best, which is go have a cup of tea.
Thanks.